Get closer to the game with Starting Lineup on SiriusXM NBA Radio.
Coach, you look at your Indiana Pacers team, and you guys have played Miami in some tough series and come up short. What do you think, you guys? Do you need to add something, or do you think it's just this team staying together, continuing to grow? And I commend Larry Bird on you guys keeping this core together, because people don't understand. It's a process to getting over the hump, winning the championship. And I myself played in Indiana under Donnie Washington. We got the two Eastern Conference Finals Game 7, and we just couldn't get over the hump. And Donnie often tells me when I run into him, he wish he would have gave us one more chance together, because sometimes when you come up short because of the pressure of the media and all the things, you know, sometimes you panic and you start making unnecessary changes. Is it just that you guys need to stay together and continue to grow and get better as a unit, or is there something out there that you guys missing?
I think it's both. You know, I think you have to, you know, be comfortable staying the course, understanding that you've got a group here that is, you know, capable of getting to the conference finals 2 years in a row and hopefully very close to getting over that hump. But at the same time, you know, you've got to do your due diligence and explore all options in free agency and trades and the draft to try to upgrade your team, you know, to maybe help you get over that hump. So, I think we're in that state right now. You know, we're looking at all of our options, but comfortable with the team that we have.
Coach, you look at your team, and obviously you got some key decisions coming up, and Larry Bird talked about this at the end of the season, the talent that Lance Stevens has. And I think what people fail to realize is that this is Lance Stevens kind of coming out part of this year, and that he's still a young player that's learning his way around the NBA and maturing into a true professional. How are you guys going to help him with that maturation if you're able to retain him and bring him back? And how important of a piece is he to the Indiana Pacers going forward?
You just teach him. You teach him day to day, you know, how to go about his business and how to sort of, you know, attack all the challenges that come along with, you know, individual growth and becoming a rotational player first and then becoming a star and all these things that, that come along with that. You know, that it changes your life. And, you know, that's all you have to do is just, you know, be there for him, advise him, mentor him, and, you know, just help him make the best decisions.
Frank, you know, your center, Roy Hibbert, who's had a lot of success, struggled some during the playoff, went through some tough times, but I'm under the assertion that tough times make tough people. If it don't kill you, it's just going to make you stronger and better. What do you think Roy learned through all the criticism? Because on your way to becoming a championship team, what people fail to realize, you're going to go through some tough times as a unit. And that's when you bond and grow and get stronger together. What do you think, Roy? And what I saw with this team is I love the way the players rallied around Roy and supported him and made him understand how important he was to that team and organization. What do you think Roy learned about himself and about his teammates? About his teammates going through this tough time with all the scrutiny. And you said it. That's what the playoffs are about. It's not that it's real, but the media makes a lot of this stuff. But what do you think Roy learned about himself and his teammates going through this tough playoff stretch?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that he just learned that the entire organization loves him and is going to support him. You know, like all of our players, you know, we're going to you know, work with guys and, you know, stand behind them when they're having tough times and help them get through it. And Roy's one of the most important players, on our team and one of the most important reasons for our success, over the last 2 years. So, you know, everybody's going to have ups and downs in their career. And, you know, you just got to make sure that they understand that, you know, they have our support.
The Starting Lineup, weekdays from 7 to 10 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM NBA Radio, Channel 217, and on the SiriusXM app.